Hello, neighbor. You're tuned in to the Westwood Gospel Time with Pastor Walt Lanier of the Westwood Missionary Baptist Church in Winter Haven, Florida. This week, we're in 1 Corinthians as we continue our study through God's precious word. Here's Pastor Walt Lanier taking the Bible as it is to people as they are.
For now, we see through a glass darkly, but then face to face. Now I know in part, but then shall I know even as also I know. I want you to notice the contrast between two words, now and then. Paul said, now, at this present moment, we see through a glass darkly, but then face to face. So obviously at the present hour, when Paul was writing this, that they saw through a glass darkly. What's he talking about, preacher? But now we see through a glass darkly. Well, he's talking about that they only had part of the revelation. Back then when they had the we talk about glass or a mirror, if you will. They would look at themselves in a mirror and they didn't see themselves reflection very well because they didn't have the nice mirrors we had today. They were kind of brushed to whatever they had, clean, you know, whatever kind of material, metal, whatever it may be. Just as clear as they could possibly, that would get a reflection, but still, it wasn't perfectly clear like we'd have in a mirror today. You couldn't see. That's why you use that term, darkly. Matter of fact, the word darkly represents a condition of lacking complete understanding. We're looking, but it's dark. We don't understand it all. Matter of fact, the vision is there, but it's not perfectly clear. You can kind of see your outline, but it's not perfectly clear. That's why he says, now we see through a glass darkly. It's not real clear. I see the outlines. We don't have it all together perfectly. The New Testament was a mystery to the Old Testament saints. Get the picture. For now we see through a glass darkly. All they had was the Old Testament. And as it was being written, parts of the New Testament. But the Old Testament saints would look ahead and it was they saw an outline, but it wasn't perfectly clear to them. Matter of fact, let me give you a wonderful example of this. Remember Daniel chapter number 12. Daniel had received that revelation from an angel about that monstrosity, that beast, that what do you call that, Ray, the statue of the head and all and all that. Nebuchadnezzar, wasn't that, he would be the head of gold and it kept, anyway, he saw that thing. And then God revealed to him some other thing. Chapter number 12 says this, that Daniel's, and I'm paraphrasing, Daniel's head was swimming. And God said, Daniel, shut up the book. It's too much for you to know right now. Later on, it's all going to come clear. And we don't know, really, it didn't all come clear until the book of the Revelation was completed. Then the book of Daniel made more sense. Are you following the thought? It was a bits and pieces until that final revelation came in. And that's what we're talking about. The Old Testament was looking ahead, the Old Testament saints, but it wasn't real clear to them. They had the outline, but it wasn't clear. Matter of fact, I have a reference here. Let me read this real quick. Ephesians chapter number 3. Paul's writing about this. Verse number 2. Let me begin verse number 2. Ephesians 3, verse number 2. If you have heard of the dispensation of the grace of God, which is given to me, you were, how that by revelation he made known unto me the mystery, as I wrote afore in a few words. And this is when Paul was sitting at the feet of Jesus for those years when he was in the desert in Arabia. Jesus taught him. This is what he's talking about, that Jesus revealed to him the mystery, whereby when ye read, ye may understand my knowledge in the mystery of Christ. In other words, you didn't know about it. Now I'm revealing these things to you that was revealed to me. Which in other, look at verse number 5, which in other ages, Old Testament saints, was not made known unto the sons of men. It was not clear to them, as it is now revealed unto his holy apostles and prophets by the Spirit, that the Gentiles should be partakers or fellow heirs of the same body and partakers of his promise in Christ by the gospel. And he goes on, verse number 8, unto me who is less than least of the saints, is this grace given, that I should preach among the Gentiles the unsearchable riches of God. And then verse number 9, and to make all men see what is that fellowship of the mystery. A mystery is something that was previously unknown, and now they figured it out. Are you following? It was previously unknown. And that's what he's talking about here. From which the beginning of the world hath been hid in God, who created all things by Jesus Christ. Verse 10. To the intent now that unto the principalities and powers in heavenly places, that it might be made known by the church the manifold wisdom of God. So as the word of God was being completed, more and more wisdom was imparted to not just Old Testament saints, not just to New Testament saints, but to the church of God. That's what he is saying here. The New Testament is the Old Testament unfolded. The New Testament, the Old Testament is the New Testament enfolded, if that makes sense to you, okay? The New Testament, a lot was contained in the Old Testament, but it was hidden. But when the New Testament was written, the Old Testament came to life. It was unfolded. Why? When that which is perfect is come, then that which is in part shall be done away with. Because then he continues in verse number 12, but then shall I know, even as also as I am known. Again, notice the contrast between for now to then. Now, but then. James chapter 1, let me give you a clear definition. Remember we looked through a glass darkly? The reflection was not clear. It was hard to understand. You lacked that complete understanding of what was in that mirror. James chapter 1, verse number 22. But be ye doers of the word, and not hearers only, deceiving your own selves. For if a man, if any be a hearer of the word, and not a doer. Now look at this. He is like a man beholding his natural face in a glass. Now a lot of us did that this morning. I hope all of us did that this morning. We went to the bathroom. The first thing you did, you went to the bathroom, looked in the mirror, and you said, oh, my goodness. You washed your face, you know, and combed your hair. You brushed your teeth and all, and you got cleaned up. But when you walk away, you kind of forget what you really looked like. That's what he's saying here, that a man beholding his natural face in a glass, verse number 24, he beholdeth himself and go on his way, and he straightway forgetteth what manner of man he was. We just go on. But look in verse number 25. But whosoever looketh into the perfect law of liberty. What is that perfect law of liberty? It's the word of God. That perfect law of liberty. And now here's the key part. You don't just walk away from it. You continue therein. You stay in the word of God. He being not a forgetful hearer, but a doer of the work, this man is blessed in his deed. The perfect law of liberty is the word of God. We can see ourselves clearly in this book. When we look at God's word and we look at our lives, we can see ourselves. And by the way, it's not a very pretty picture. We find that we're all sinners. We've all come short of the glory of God. We find out that the wages of sin is death, but we also find out that the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ the Lord. But the Bible is a mirror. It's a reflection that we can look in God's word and we can see who we really are in Christ. Not just as sinners, but as heirs. Aren't you glad you're a child of God? Last week, somebody sang or played the song or something about, I'm a child of the King, a child of the King. By the way, I got to finish up verse number 13. I can't imagine, I can't even fathom why God's children walk around with the mullet grubs. I know we have difficulties, we have problems, we have difficulties, we have health problems, we have marriage problems, we have financial problems, we have problems, but you know you can still be happy, happy, happy. He gives us the victory. Greater is he that's in you than he's in the world. Preacher, you don't know what kind of problems I got. Well, I don't, but God does. For now we see through a glass darkly, but then face to face. Now I know in part, but then shall I know even as also am I known. Remember, he's not talking about the second coming of Jesus Christ. He's talking about the here and now. The word of God reveals to us who we are. Face to face, we see, you know, we meet. Do you meet with God? Hope you do. I did this. I'll leave you alone. What a blessed boy. Verse number 13.
You've been listening to the Westwood Gospel Time with Pastor Walt Lanier of the Westwood Missionary Baptist Church in Winter Haven, Florida. Tune in next time as we continue our study through God's precious word. Do you have any questions or comments for Pastor Lanier? You can submit your remarks and questions to Dr. Walt Lanier by visiting westwoodgospeltime.com. That's westwoodgospeltime.com. Pastor Lanier will receive your questions or comments and answer you. That's westwoodgospeltime.com. And click on Send a Message. We look forward to hearing from you. Well, from now until tomorrow, may God bless you richly, is our prayer.